Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barbara Weltman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust, soon to be celebrating 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust, and she's one of the steadfast folks who've been supporting us since day one, almost. She is the author of so many books on taxes. I can't carry them all in here. The new one is Small Business Taxes 07. Is that right, Barbara?
J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 07.
07, 2007. J.K. Lasser's, look for that on the top, by Barbara Weltman. And it's your complete guide to a better bottom line. And among others, you have many other books on taxes. But always look for either J.K. Lasser's and or Barbara Weltman. And she is a tax attorney and also just one of our good friends. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I can't believe when you said 9 years.
Can you believe it?
No.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
I guess.
Well, you've become a good friend of mine and a great supporter. And Barbara, you do so much for small business. And on behalf of all of us, we thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, what do we need to know today?
Well, you know, we're getting down there. We have about a month to go until corporate returns are due. So whether you have an S corporation, a C corporation, if you're on the calendar year, your return is going to be due March 15th.
Unless you get an extension.
Exactly. Now, you can get an automatic six-month extension, so you'll have until September to file, but you have to ask for it on time.
Mm-hmm. So, you have to ask for it by March 15th.
Correct. And you don't have to have a reason. You just have to submit the form.
I found out something this week that no one's ever said to me before.
Go ahead.
My accountant said to me this week, Jim, you're going to be ready to file on time.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid it'll get me audited because they'll say, okay, what's he up to now? They're so used to getting extensions from me. I'm almost afraid to even know it's ready. I'm not sure I can do it, Barbara. It's so unorthodox for me to file on time. I always file extensions. People do, don't
you're
they?
You're not alone.
Don't most people file extensions?
Not most. It's certainly not the majority, but millions of people file.
Yeah.
Extensions.
Well, I thought most people were kind of like me and just didn't have their accounting, you know. And I don't know. It's you know, we're organized. We just don't make it a March 15th priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would you need to? I mean, that's the beauty of an extension is it takes the pressure off of you, doesn't it?
It takes the pressure off of you, but it's still something that has to get done. So it's a question of do it now, do it later.
But if you think about it, Barbara, I mean, the year ended December 31st. If you don't have, and you're also trying to get a new year off the ground, you know, 2.5 months is not a lot of time to wrap up the past year for many businesses, to wrap up the past year and get the new year going.
Well,
and then
the
get
whole
that return.
Reasoning behind the extension.
So don't beat yourself up, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to extend it. So, Barbara, how do we get an extension?
You just have to file a form.
Which one?
The 7004, and you'll get the automatic 6-month extension.
How do I get that?
You can get that right from the IRS website, irs.gov. You download the form.
Okay.
Or your tax preparer, your accountant will have the form.
But I can't do it electronically. I do have to download it. I have to print it out, sign it, and send it in.
No, I think you can do. I think you can do things online. I'm not really sure about
the extension. Maybe online. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever it says to do, folks, either download it and print it out, or mail it in, or do it electronically. And then the personal, of course, is March 15th. I mean, it's April 15th, right?
Well, actually, no. This year it's going to be April 17th. They passed a new holiday in District of Columbia, which is Monday the 16th. Yes, this is true. This just happened, and so the IRS has decided that because of the holiday in the District of Columbia, which is not a federal holiday, but because the holiday is in the District of Columbia, the IRS said, "Well, okay, everybody gets a filing extension till the
17th." Holy mackerel! So because the 15th is on a Sunday in 07.
Correct.
And the 16th is a D.C. holiday.
Right.
The rest of the world, basically, rest of America at least, gets an extra day all the way to midnight the 17th?
That's correct. And that not only extends the time to file your return, but also, for example, to fund an IRA for 2007 and do all the other tax things.
Or fund an HSA?
Yes, actually, you can. If you were covered by a high deductible health plan in 2006, you can still put the money in the contribution to the savings account, the health savings account, until the 17th.
Right, absolutely. So you got that time. Also, another thing that people might want to check in the month of February, many states have a corporate filing requirement, don't they, for which some states call it a franchise tax. Where
yes, in New York, for example, we have a franchise tax even for an S corporation where you don't actually pay income tax, but you have to pay a franchise tax.
And it may not be a lot of money. It may be $50, $100, something like that.
Yeah.
It's not a ton. It's a tax, but it's not like calculated, at least in some states, it's not calculated by your sales or anything like that.
It may be tied to your level of revenue, but again, as you said, it's usually rather modest.
And it's a detail, but it is something that needs to be done. And as I've said before, Barbara, where it comes back to haunt you, is this is one of the little things that banks check when they do their credit checks on you, is to see if your corporation is in good standing. And one of the things they do is they check with the Secretary of State's office to see if your corporation is in good standing there. And I've actually, we missed this one year, and I actually had a banker come back to me and say, "Hey, Jim, you need to pay your franchise tax." It was like a month late or something. It was like April or something. And we didn't realize we hadn't, because they didn't send us a notice. And so it's one of those things, folks, you don't want your banker to thank goodness that wasn't a problem for me, but it could have been.
You bet.
So it's one of those things you want to check out. Barbara, what's your website?
BarbaraWeltman.com.
And the newsletter, they can subscribe to your free newsletter there, can't they?
Absolutely. It's Big Ideas for Small Business. And I want to point out that in my...
Go ahead.
In my... current issue, I have an article with the new IRS commissioner of the Small Business Self-Employed Division as my lead article.
How about that? Stand by, folks. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. More good tax information right after these messages. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. And I encourage you to check those out wherever books are sold, and also on Barbara Weltman's website, which is hername.com, right, Barbara? BarbaraWeltman.com.
That's right.
Barbara, have you been keeping up with the debate that's been going on in Congress, in the Senate, between the Senate and the House, on the tax advantages, the tax cuts?
Yes, I have, and I that, can
that we're supposed
on that.
To be that we're supposed to be getting in lieu of or to sort of ameliorate a little bit the increase in minimum wage, which in my opinion is a joke. It's an example of the way politicians, ladies and gentlemen, how the weird view that they have of the marketplace.
Yeah, they don't get it.
They don't get it. I mean, it's almost like they say, okay, we're going to have to take your right arm off, but to compensate for that, we're going to give you an extra thumb on your left arm.
That's a good. Very
you know what
good.
I mean? You know what? Yeah. I don't need another thumb. I need my right arm.
Yep. Well, this is what happened. The Senate actually passed some small business breaks. Some of it was just basically extension, making permanent, for example,
right.
the increase in expensing and extending some other provisions that are set to expire, but extending them for like 2 or 3 months. I mean, you're not talking
yeah.
about big breaks.
Yeah.
Now, the House did not have this in their minimum wage bill.
They had nothing in there
they had
besides
no
raising
tax,
minimum wage.
Correct. So now Representative Rangel, who's head of the Ways and Means Committee, said Monday he's going to bring forward a bill. But the bill's going to be a lot smaller than what was passed in the House.
The Republicans wanted $8 billion. He's talking about $1.8 billion.
Exactly. And we don't have a clue about what's going to be in it. They are hoping, however, to have a vote by the end of next week.
Oh, no. I predicted, I don't know if you saw this or not, Barbara, but I predicted in December in my 2007 predictions that minimum wage would pass, and the president would sign it. Folks, there is no backbone. The Democrats do not understand how the economy works. The Republicans do not understand how the economy works. And the Republicans who used to be able, you could count on to fight this, now have no backbone. They're basically in the state of shock over the last election. President Bush is working on his legacy. He's not going to not sign this. And so what's going to happen is small business owners are going to get screwed.
Well, in point of fact, many small business owners are already paying a lot more than
exactly.
the minimum wage because they have to in order to attract and keep good employees because
which
they don't offer the range of fringe benefits. That
which is the reason why it's not even necessary.
Well, yeah.
Right?
It's certainly
but it does put upward pressure on everyone else's wages.
That's what's going to happen. That's the problem, that other wages are going to have to rise just because.
This is nothing but a Democrat sop to the unions, Barbara. Because so many union contracts are based off of the minimum wage. In other words, they're a certain amount or a percentage above minimum wage. And so this is going to make union wages go up, maybe automatically.
I hear what you're saying.
And it makes me so mad. And you know, I just want to grab them by the shoulders and shake them, these politicians. You know, they're playing around, they're playing politics with our survivability, small businesses' survivability, and it just makes me mad, Barbara.
Well, I'm with you on this one. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but.
Well, I'll tell you, I've quit calling them Democrats and Republicans, Barbara, most of the time. I now just call them the 110th Congress. You know what I mean? There's not much difference in any of them anymore. Is the way except I will tell you, I had Senator Mike Enzi on the show yesterday. He is from Wyoming. He is a true champion. He's been trying to fight this. He's always fought this increase, and he's the guy who's trying to push through small business health plans.
Uh-huh, which make perfect sense to everybody once you explain it, and doesn't have any real reason, doesn't make sense why you'd want to fight it.
Have you ever, can you explain to me why the Democrats don't like business?
No.
They don't, though, do they?
Apparently not.
And folks, I'm not being partisan here. This is a fact. I've interviewed them. I've tried to get them on the show, and they don't want to talk, many of them don't want to talk about business. There's something about business that they don't like. And I don't understand it.
Oh, I can't explain.
They're not all like that, but many of them are. And the classic example is Ted Kennedy, which makes my blood pressure go up. Barbara, 30 seconds, last thoughts.
Okay. Last thought. Be careful with claiming the telephone refund. You're entitled to claim a refund of federal excise tax mm-hmm. paid on long-distance service. The IRS has noted that people are claiming refunds for their entire phone bills, refunds that exceed their income.
Oh, and I can't do that?
Yeah, and they've sent out criminal investigators now
Ooh.
To a number of tax preparers who are submitting these returns.
Wow.
They're on the lookout. They're on the warpath. So,
yeah,
you know,
no
watch out for this.
I don't even think I thought I would file mine. I don't know. I don't even know if the amount of money is worth the trouble.
Well, you can take the standard amount.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here.
You bet.
BarbaraWeltman.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. No, actually, just for a few minutes. I'll be right back. Don't go away. Thanks, Barbara.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.